The health service executive says it's working with maternity units to help them comply with guidelines allowing partners to accompany pregnant women in certain circumstances because of COVID. The HSE has confirmed that not all of the country's 19 maternity units are allowing the recommended access to partners. Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry says he's hopeful of compliance in the next week or two. Rebecca Woods from Walkinstown in Dublin is 22 weeks pregnant and due to give birth in the National Maternity Hospital in December. She's been telling our reporter Eilish Sheehy she's concerned her and her birthing support partner or doula will continue to face restrictions for the remainder of her pregnancy.
As a first-time mom, I thought the only thing I'll be nervous about is my labour. But my 14-week scan came and went and I was on my own. There was no partners allowed in with us to any scans or to any appointments that I had. So I've had 3 appointments so far and 2 scans on my own.
So tell me about your 20-week scan and that particular experience.
I had got a message to say that I had to attend my 20-week scan. Basically, first off, on my own, check in for my scan alone. I do have, and what my husband or my partner that's with me could come to the appointment, but they'd have to wait outside. Now, at the time, it was a hard decision to make between my husband and my doula, which is also my mam. I ended up choosing my mam in the end to come in with me. And it was raining on the day that we had went and she had to wait outside with an umbrella. I went up to the waiting room, which was a totally empty waiting room. I was in shock when I went in because it was crazy to think that my mam had to wait outside in the rain when there was a big empty waiting room. So while I was waiting there, it also mentioned that my mam is also fully vaccinated as well. So she's allowed to go to a restaurant or to go shopping or to go to a wedding. And she wasn't allowed to sit with me, so I don't understand where the COVID restrictions are for fully vaccinated people in the maternity system compared to the normal living outside world.
Moving on then, Rebecca, to plans for when you go into labour. In the next 4 months, you'll be due to give birth. So what are the plans then? Are there solid plans in place?
No, there's no solid plans in place. I do have my birth plan sent in. So I spoke to my consultant to let him know that I would be using a doula along with my husband, and he didn't have any problems with this. He just told me to write to the head of the labour ward just to acknowledge them and let them know that I would be having a doula support team at my birth for me. So I wrote up a letter to the head of the departments and I basically got a generic message back to say that they received my request for a doula support and that in effort to prevent the spread of COVID, they wouldn't allow an extra support team with me.
That's Rebecca Woods with our reporter Eilish Sheehy. For more, let's speak to Jennifer Whitmore. She's a Social Democrat TD. Jennifer Whitmore, good morning.
Good morning, Evan.
What restrictions are still in place on the partners of pregnant women?
So at the moment, it's really on a hospital by hospital basis. Unfortunately, there's no real clarity as to what hospitals are providing. Under the guidelines that were issued by the HSE in May, hospitals were to provide 30 minutes. Partner was to be allowed in for 30 minutes a day. They were to be allowed in to the 20-week scan. They were to be allowed in for labour and they were to be allowed in to the neonatal unit. But it is clear that even those very limited guidelines aren't being applied across the country. As far as I'm aware, there's only one hospital, which is Galway, that is providing free access to partners at the moment on allowing women to have the support that they need when they need it in hospital. Unfortunately, the other hospitals are really picking and choosing what's allowed. What I'm finding and what I'm hearing from women is that despite the Minister for Health promising and being absolutely categorical that from the 21st of June this year that women will be allowed to have their partner with them for the full labour journey. Unfortunately, it seems that the majority of hospitals are only allowing partners for active labour, which means that they would have to be 3 or 4 centimetres dilated before their partner comes in. And I think, as you heard from Rebecca's report, the difficulty at the moment is that none of these restrictions seem to make any sense currently where we are in the pandemic. You know, if both partners are vaccinated and all the health professionals are vaccinated. You know, you would hope that there will be a vaccine bonus with that and that women will be allowed to have their partners with them. If there isn't a COVID risk with having your partner in when you're 4 centimetres dilated, how is there so much more of a risk when you're only 3 centimetres dilated? So a lot of these guidelines and the restrictions at the moment don't actually make sense for women and their partners, and they are causing huge stress and trauma to women. And I've spoken to many of them over the last number of weeks and months, and it is really difficult for them, and many of them are dreading having to go into hospital, and that in itself is not good for mam or for the baby.
Dr. Colm Henry, the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, also told Drive Time that on the 21st of June, as you mentioned, those guidelines were changed to allow partner access to early pregnancy assessment units, routine visits for higher risk pregnancies and emergency presentations in the later stages. He said that all units should be fully compliant within a week or two.
See, I think that the difficulty, Gavin, is we've heard all along, you know, at different points that the restrictions were going to be lifted. So on the 6th of May, Paul Reid said that the conditions were right at that point for restrictions on partners to be lifted. That was repeated by the CMO the next day, who said that there was no public health reason for these restrictions. The Taoiseach agreed with it. And as I said, on the 21st of June, the Minister for Health was absolutely categorical in the media and said that by the end of that day that it would the restrictions wouldn't apply, the guidelines would apply across the country, and that within a couple of weeks that things like emergency situations would also be covered. That has not happened. We are still in a situation where if a woman is miscarrying in many hospitals across the country, her partner has to wait out in the car and get updates via text. That is not okay. The system that's in place at the moment lacks compassion for the women and for their partners. And as I said, it doesn't make sense from a COVID perspective.
It's 7:30. I'll get to news headlines in just a moment. Colm Henry also went on to say that the reason why there had been a delay in compliance since the changes were announced a month ago, as you mentioned, he said a month is a long time, that we've seen a surge of cases in Delta variant. We would have tempered our predictions if we'd had that foresight, he said.
Well, I mean, these promises were initially made on the 6th of May, and at that point there was no lifting of the restrictions. So you know, we're hearing in the media the vaccination program is doing really well. I think everyone would acknowledge that it's you know, been rolled out very efficiently now. And even the CMO, you know, the tone and what we're hearing from them is that people are feeling very positive about the rollout, and yet that positivity is not being felt by these women. You know, we are in a period of time now where you know, you can go to the pub, you can go to indoor dine. There's the restrictions on the number of people and guests at weddings have been lifted. And yet when it comes to restrictions on partners for women in maternity instances, that is not being looked at. And I think it just hasn't had the priority. What I would like to see is that the Taoiseach actually take a leadership role in this and convene an emergency meeting with Paul Reid and the heads of these hospitals, bring them into a meeting and make sure that they actually apply the national guidelines to their hospitals and to ensure that women do have the supports that they need.
Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrat TD, thank you for speaking to us this morning.